Good morning. It's September 15th, and welcome to Doing Life, Daily Devotions for Finding Peace. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. Today's title is No Internet. The music you're hearing is The Town is Changing by Maurizio Malagnini from Coppelia. If then you were raised from the dead with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on earth. Colossians 3:1-8. After my usual morning ablutions and exercise, my routine is to make final edits on this devotional, transfer them to email, and then send them to you. This is long before they became a book. Unless, as happens from time to time, there's no internet. The usual confusion ensued a few mornings back. There was a strong Wi-Fi signal, but no internet attached to it. Discussion with wife followed. The functioning modem displays a green light, conveniently located by the floorboards underneath the chess table in my office. The light on the modem was a non-reassuring red. The modem restarted after it was unplugged and then plugged back in, and the only effect was the red light, turning white, and then back to red, all while I was on all fours on the hardwood floor in my underwear. It gets harder with age to attain this position and then the upright position, even after doing Tai Chi. My wife texted me at the hospital 30 minutes later that she had fixed the problem, using her phone to go to the internet provider's website. The light was green again. We're also used to cellular service on our phones, which automatically kicks in when there's no Wi-Fi signal, that losing internet signal to my iMac, which has no cellular connectivity, borders on a national emergency for me. The significant editing I had done on that particular morning led to a final draft that could not be emailed as mentioned, but also couldn't be transferred to my iPhone for transmission for the same reason. I took a picture of the screen with my phone, then copied the changes into the appropriate file on the phone, using big fingers on little keys for quite a few minutes, and then used the phone to copy and paste into Gmail, and then sent it from my phone to you guys. Clear? Question mark? Connectivity, it would appear, is important for humans and society. It is especially important for people of faith. The remarkable thing about the power of the indwelling spirit, which we are given by grace when we hear and believe the gospel, is that we as believers are always connected to the Lord, even when we feel like we aren't. You can pray silently whenever and wherever you find yourself. But if you are really feeling disconnected and out of sorts, then follow the advice of Scripture and find a quiet place, Matthew 6:33, maybe right after getting up in the morning, Psalm 63:1. Read a short passage from the Bible out loud. Often the Psalms, the Gospels, or the Epistles of the New Testament are best when you feel far from God. Read the passage several times until something in it strikes you. Then take a few moments to think about why God thought it important that you understand whatever caught your attention. Once you've thought about it, pray. Tell the Lord what you're thinking. Ask Him to clarify your thoughts and trust Him to direct your path for the rest of the day. Ask Him to empower you through the Holy Spirit to be a light to the world for Him today. Thank Him. Tell Him why you love Him. When you take time to reconnect, you can turn the light from red back to green. And you know what that means? It's go time. Oh God, You are my God. Early will I seek You. My soul thirsts for You. Psalm 63:1. I have called upon You, for You will hear me. O God, show me Your marvelous loving kindness by Your right hand. Psalm 17:6. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? 1 Corinthians 3:16. Dear Heavenly Father, we love You. Thank You that You have chosen to dwell within us through Your Spirit, so that we can never truly be disconnected from You and Your Son. It is indeed a wonderful feeling to know that we're never alone. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.